from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yesterday was also the first day in pads for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, our Steelers insider, was there. He covered it. He watched it. And he is brought to us by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, built on relationships, credibility, and integrity, LGKG.com. Good morning to you, Ray. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Outstanding. And Ray, let's start with the quarterbacks. So Russ Wilson being worked back slowly. Just reading the tea leaves here, Ray. Do you think Russ is being brought back slowly more in protection of Russ or more because they want to see what Justin Fields has with that first team offense?
No, I think definitely just to protect Russell Wilson. You know, he's 36 years old, lower body injury. You don't want this to linger into the season. I mean, I won't argue with you. I think Justin Fields has gotten a lot of reps that he otherwise wouldn't have received, but I think that's just the byproduct of them being careful with Russ.
Does Justin Fields look like a starting quarterback?
He's been a starting quarterback in the league, Doran. I don't think he's the best option to be the Steelers starting quarterback, but, you know, I thought he's, you know, steadily gotten better. I thought, you know, yesterday was probably his best day. And I know we're not going to see this a lot because you really game plan this, guys, but we saw two design runs for him yesterday, one in seven shots and then one in another 11-on-11 period. And I think that's what you're going to see. If Justin Fields does have to play, you're going to see maybe a different type of offense for him. And, you know, there have been inconsistencies with his accuracy, mostly over the middle of the field. But, you know, from the start last week until we are now, I think he's steadily gotten better, but I still think Russ is the better option.
Steelers insider Ray Fittipaldo with us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Scale of 1 to 10 here, Ray. How big of a deal is the injury to Roman Wilson?
Given their situation in that room, I'll say a 7. I think in the short term, this is going to give more opportunities to guys like Van Jefferson and Quez Watkins and Scotty Miller to establish themselves with Fields and Wilson. So that's good for them and potentially good for the quarterbacks. But I think the issue is going forward, how much does this stunt Roman Wilson's growth? He's going to miss at least one preseason game, probably two. And that's just, you know, he's going to be playing catch up late in training camp. And I just think that's tough for a rookie to overcome. So I never thought he was going to be the number two guys. I thought in a best case scenario, he would be the 3, but now you even got to question if he could be the number 3 receiver going into the season given this injury.
Does this now push them to sign a veteran receiver? And not necessarily the Ayukes or DK Metcalf or McLaurin's of the world, but, I mean, there's three receivers out there that you know, they could be serviceable on an NFL roster: Michael Thomas, Hunter Renfrow, and Russell Gage. Does this push them to maybe look to sign another veteran?
Yeah, so, I mean, of those that you mentioned, Doran, I would say Renfrow probably, because he's probably most like Wilson. You know, Michael Thomas is a different type of receiver. So, you know, possibly. And I wouldn't put a trade past Omar either. I think this potentially could, you know, put that more on the front burner. I know we've talked about it. It's, the ball's not really in their court, per se, right now. But, you know, maybe something later in August, something could come down as far as a trade goes. But, yeah, if Hunter Renfrow can come in here and maybe be a part of this receiving core, you know, that's a possibility as well, given the lack of quality depth that you have behind George Pickens.
Ray, I know you're always watching those big hogs. I know you got a good eye for them big hogs. What did you see, good, bad, and ugly, out of the younger offensive linemen and the two rookies in particular, obviously Zach Frazier and Troy Feltanu?
Yeah, well, I'll take Frazier first because I know that's all you care about, Adam. two very good reps against Montrevious Adams in one-on-one pass pro yesterday. I gave Frazier the win on both. But I want to see him against Benton. You know, they'll probably do one-on-one pass pro again either today or tomorrow. So I want to see that matchup. To me, you know, Adams is a vet. He's been in the league 5-6 years, but I want to see him go up against the best. So that's a matchup I'll be looking forward to over the next couple of days. And Troy Faitano just continues to impress me. You know, people probably know by now, but he had a best of three against TJ Watt, and he won two out of the three reps after falling behind on the first one. So just really solid. His best rep was that second rep. He had a great punch, stood TJ up, and TJ didn't have a counter. So I've said it all along. This guy is polished. He is fundamentally sound, and he has great footwork. And, you know, he's different from Broderick Jones. Broderick Jones is kind of like that prototypical left tackle, big, long, all the physical attributes you could want. Faitanu is that 24-year-old polished rookie who has a much better chance of starting than Broderick Jones did last year.
Ooh. Do you get the feeling that the players and the staff that is out in the field every single day has a good feeling that this is now a legitimate offense with Arthur Smith? I mean, You know, I follow all the reps and, you know, everything that you guys tweet out, and I'm following it. I'm not there, obviously, but it just seems that Arthur Smith has a really great grasp on what needs to be called, what personnel's in, how to utilize personnel, how to utilize Justin Fields in different ways. I mean, I saw there was reps of him running the option, and it was successful. Like, utilizing guys in their strengths. Do you get the sense that it's like, okay, we finally have an offense here?
Yeah, 100%. And there's belief and there's confidence in Arthur Smith's ability to game plan, to play call. I'll just bring up seven shots yesterday, the first two reps. Everyone knows Arthur Smith wants to establish the run. So the first play, they're physical. Najee Harris gets into the end zone. Very next play, it's a fade pattern to George Pickens in the corner. So, you know, he's going to keep teams, opposing offense, defensive coordinators on their toes too. He's just not going to, you know, run up against a brick wall if teams are defending against it. So, Doran, you know, there are layers to game planning and to play calling. You have to set things up. And I think Arthur Smith has been really good at that in the past, and I'm really looking forward to how he does that with the Steelers as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We were tossing this around a little bit earlier, Ray, that by all accounts, the Steelers' first-team offense was pushing around the Steelers' first-team defense a little bit. Is that something that you typically see this early? Because my recollection and what we talked about before was that usually the defense seems to have the upper hand early.
Yeah, they definitely set the tone. Yesterday, I mentioned Faiotanu versus Watt, but even in when you had a team run period, 11-on-11, there was tackling there and in seven shots. And I thought there was some push up front there. Najee's first touchdown run was behind Isaac Seumalo and against the first team defense. So, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the offense is going to bypass the defense as this team's strength. But I do think it's a good sign early on in camp that these guys aren't intimidated by that defense. The defense is going to respond. Mike Tomlin talked about it yesterday after practice. He expects them to respond today, but for the first day, the offense definitely had the upper hand.
That was bad.
I just gotta soak in that first thing.
You do
that 18 times a show.
Yes. Give it to me. I needed it. Wow, that was bad. Sorry, Ray.
He's just clearing the sinuses.
Right.
There.
Within the first four days with helmets. And then yesterday being the first day of pads, is there anybody that stuck out to you that is maybe new or young that you saw in helmets but looks different whenever the pads come on?
Yeah, well, I mean, let's talk about the linemen again because, they've invested so much in that over the last couple of years. And this is more talk about the offense being having a good day yesterday. Mason McCormick, the fourth-round pick out of South Dakota State, two really good reps against veteran defensive tackle Isaiah Loudermilk. And I think if we could flip this over and talk about maybe a negative, and it's a positive for Spencer Anderson, last year's second-round pick, but I had him beating DeMarvin Leal 3-0 in one-on-one pass rush reps. So there's been a lot of talk about, Keanu Benton and DeMarvin Leal. I think there's higher expectations within that building for Benton, but there's a hope that Leal, a third-round pick from a couple years ago, can finally put it together. But he didn't have a good day yesterday, and, he's going to have to start stacking some good days if he's going to be a part of that rotation and not be a healthy scratch like he was at the end of last season.
Peyton Wilson, anything different?
Really good, competitive. He went up against Jaylen Warren and backs-on-backers. He beat Warren, which is something because Warren is really, really good in that drill. Beat him with a nice little athletic spin move to win that rep. Next rep, he tried to bull rush Warren, got put on his wallet. But that guy's athletic. He's not afraid to mix it up. I love the fact that he didn't go back and leaned on his athleticism for that second rep. He's an inside linebacker. He's got a bang. I love that he tried to bull rush Warren, even though he probably knew it wasn't going to turn out well.
Ray Fittipaldo with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Okay. It's game one, Steelers, Falcons in a three wide receiver set in the Steelers counter with Joey Porter Jr., Dante Jackson, and Beanie Bishop. How should Steelers fans feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, right now, after a week, I think Beanie's held his own, but I want to see Beanie in preseason games. And, We're going to get that opportunity about 9 days from now against the Texans. Those are going to be his biggest reps of the summer. You're going against the same guys every single day. Again, he's been solid.
Good ones, too.
Yeah, and to me, he's got to prove himself in the preseason games. We all know there's other, you know, Doran mentioned the free agent receivers out there. There's free agent corners out there as well. So if Beanie doesn't do enough to convince the coaches he's the guy in the next couple of weeks, the Steelers will have options to fall back on at that position as well.
Ray, very good. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. See you.
Thanks, Ray.
See you. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette.
That was great.
You okay?
Man, I couldn't get that out.
That's never happened to you. Really? I mean, you sounded like, what's the guy, Elmer Fudd? Wabbit season. Duck season.
Wabbits.
I don't mean to harp.
Yeah, right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.